Hey, welcome to another episode of What Leaders Do. I am your host, Cami Pentecost, and one of my greatest passions in life is leadership. I've spent more than 20 years learning from the greatest leaders all over the world, and there is nothing I love more than helping people step into their potential, uncover their unique gifts, and become the best version of themselves. Together, we'll learn how to create more influence, make a greater impact, and become a better leader. Let's dive in. Gosh, I get this question all the time. So many people want to know how they can get motivated, stay motivated, or how they can motivate others. And I'll be honest with you, as much as we think we can be motivated by others or even motivated by circumstances, to be honest, I truly believe motivation is a myth. You know, I believe, number one, everyone wants to feel motivated, but motivation is definitely fleeting. And I think we can have the best of intentions and be excited about making a massive change or going after a big goal or a big dream. But what I found is as quickly as we can be as excited about it is as quickly as we can lose the enthusiasm and lose our focus. I really believe that motivation is fleeting and it will come and go. And so I don't think we're asking the right question. Let me talk you through this just a little bit more. You might wake up one morning feeling really motivated. You feel like you can take on the world and crush your goals. And then the very next day, you're completely unmotivated. So you might be thinking, you know, I need somebody to motivate me. Or you might be thinking, where can I go to get motivation? And I truly believe it comes down to what we want and how bad we want it and our willingness to be disciplined enough to go get it. And I wish it was something easier than that, or probably even more fun than that, because you're like, really? That sounds like it's a lot on me. And at the end of the day, it really is. You know, let me just put it like this. I remember going to my first youth camp, and I remember coming out of that youth camp. I was in middle school. I remember coming out of that youth camp on fire for the Lord. I mean, my relationship with the Lord had never seemed better. I never thought I was more motivated or more on track to be in the center of his will. And then I got back into my regular routine, you know, landed right back at home after that retreat. And it was like darts were being flown at me from every direction. It was just like everything that I was excited about just immediately, it was all my enthusiasm was gone. And so I don't know how many of you just wake up in the morning going, yes, I want to exercise today. Or, oh my gosh, I can't wait to intermittent fast until noon, 1 o'clock. Or, you know, I'm going to build my business so focused. I'm going to give it 10, 12, 14 hours today. Or maybe you're just like, I'm craving healthy foods and I can't wait to eat healthy. I feel like no one ever says that, or no one ever wakes up in the morning like that. Now, don't get me wrong. When somebody has a clear goal and they're completely focused, I'm not saying there aren't spurts of motivation, but I'm saying that it's not something that typically we can hang our hat on and trust our feelings. I really believe if you only work towards your goals on the days you feel motivated, you're never going to get where you want to go. You're never going to reach those goals. And we can get into ways in which we can set ourselves up for more success, but I truly believe we are human beings with tons of feelings, and too often we let our feelings drive our behavior. And unfortunately, when our feelings are driving our behavior, guess what? They're also driving our destiny. And so then our destiny is based on how we're feeling that day versus the goals that we've set for ourselves and what we truly want to do with our life. So if we're all buying into that everybody wants to feel motivated, but we don't necessarily feel motivated, we're not ready to get up and get after it day in and day out, then what do we do? Well, I really believe it comes down to taking action. I truly believe that when you take action, the feelings will follow. As a matter of fact, the word motion is in the word emotion. And so when you get into motion, guess what? The emotions follow. And too often we wait. We wait until we feel those feelings. And I'm telling you, the onus is on you. The onus is on me. It's not just going to happen naturally. We have to take action, massive action, because motion creates emotion and it's going to take us closer to our goals. Listen, I know the average person needs to do something consistently days, weeks at a time to truly develop a habit. And, you know, isn't it interesting how we may not feel like working out, but you feel so much better and motivated after you do? Well, imagine getting 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks under your belt. All of a sudden you get in a rhythm and you're like, oh, nothing's going to stop me, but you got to get yourself in that rhythm. And so as much as we all want the motivation to just naturally come, we need more self-discipline. Doesn't sound sexy, does it? As a matter of fact, I really feel like the word discipline is my arch nemesis. And I remember a couple of years back when I was praying for my word of the year and the Lord gave me the word discipline. And I was like, oh, geez, Louise, did I really hear you right? And then as time went on, because I usually start praying about this well, you know, into early fall, late summer, I felt like it even evolved in more into holiness and sanctification. And I was like, discipline is tough enough. Holiness and sanctification, I don't know, Lord. I don't know. Do you see who you're looking at and who you're talking to? And while I've had major moments of discipline and consistency in my life in areas, I've also had a great amount of times without it. And I do know that one of the secrets of very successful people is their ability to do the things even when they don't feel like it, to have the discipline. And I really believe discipline is a muscle. It's a muscle that we create. For those of you that are believers, fasting is a practice that will help you develop that muscle. I don't know about you, but I love food. And so when I am fasting from food or from something, one of my favorites, it really creates that discipline in me to say no to myself when I just want to say yes. And that's the exact same muscle that you use when you want to stay in bed and snooze your alarm clock a little bit longer rather than getting up and getting going on the day, whether it's getting to the gym, whether it's starting with personal development or quiet time. So one of the things that I do for myself to help myself get my butt out of bed in the morning, for an example, I mean, I feel like I'm a high achiever, but I can really be hard on myself when I don't do the things that I know I need to do. And one of those things is waking up early in the morning. And especially the weeks I have my kids, I mean, waking up early in the morning can be 4:30 a.m. Whoo, that's early. And when that alarm clock goes off, all I want to do is stay in my warm bed rather than getting up and getting after it. So a few of the things that I put into place to almost set myself up for success, if you will, is number one, I usually get in the sauna first thing in the morning. It's something that I like to do. I enjoy doing. And even being as tired as I might be, getting into the sauna first isn't necessarily getting up and getting after it and having to be on, if you will. And so it's a nice way to wake up slowly. I love to work out first thing in the day, and I like Pure Barre. And one of the things I like about Pure Barre is I have to book my classes in advance. And so booking that class for the morning creates that much more of an opportunity that I'm actually going to get up and I'm going to go. And you know, that leads me to another thing, and that's how important it is to have people headed in the same direction as you, people that want what you want. Number one, we always say, you know, the five people you spend the most time with are going to be the people that, you know, your income starts matching theirs, your attitude, your grit level, and all those things will mimic the five people you spend the most time with. And I really believe that having a circle that can hold you accountable, and I don't love the word accountable as much as I love the word worthy rival. And let me just explain what this looks like for me, because I'll never forget a couple years ago being in one of my Pure Barre classes, and the owner of Pure Barre ends up coming and taking the class with me. And she ends up like almost standing next to me throughout the whole class. Now, If this is your first podcast with me, or whether this is multiple podcasts you've been listening to, one thing you're going to learn about me is I'm a very driven, competitive person, and not so much like cutthroat competitive, but just very internally driven to be the best of myself as I can be. And so, you know, as much as I'm not motivated to be my best self some days, when I get next to somebody who is pushing hard, guess what? I naturally push harder also. It breeds intensity. And I'll tell you what, she stood by me that day and it was probably one of the best workouts I'd had in months, because I pushed myself. I pushed myself to hang with her, and I pushed myself to actually beat her in a couple areas, you know? And heck, I'm no Pure Barre pro like the owner of the building is, but it felt good. It felt good to push myself. And what I find is we're so much stronger than we realize when we have that person pushing us to be better and do more. And interesting enough, just this morning, I was at another Pure Barre class and one of the instructors was right next to me. And it was like, number one, it felt good, but it also pushed me to do more, having her next to me, to not stop when I wanted to stop, to dig a little deeper when I was hurting everywhere. And when I saw her kind of, you know, bowing out because she was in pain, I thought to myself, I can keep going. I can do this. And it was just that worthy rival that helped me stay in longer and go deeper and get a better workout. And so, you know, if it's waking up earlier, if it's getting to the gym, if it's eating a certain way, having somebody that partners with you in that will help you stay the course longer. All right. So I've definitely given you some things that work well for me. Now let's talk about you. We know discipline is a muscle and that you're going to have to keep working that muscle to get it in shape. Let's talk about some different things that you can do. And number one, I would say, if you've never read The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, what a great strategy to take action on the things that you really want to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get after it. You know, whether it's getting up in the morning, whether it's doing something in your day, maybe eating a certain way. I really love that book and the strategies that it equipped me with in the area of discipline. And so, you know, breaking promises to yourself is never going to help you go farther. It's never going to make you feel better about yourself. It's going to take time to develop this discipline. But when you make that promise to yourself, don't do everything. Pick one thing at a time and get some success in one area before you add another area. Nothing drives me more crazy when my team is showing me their goals and they've got a mountain of goals that I know the reality of that happening isn't very realistic. And so one of my favorite quotes is, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And so start with one, maybe two areas you want to work on first and get better at that. It can be done. And I believe in you. Maybe nobody's told you that they believe in you and they think you can, but I want you to know that you absolutely can and you're stronger than you think you are. So here's how you can get better. Let's talk about getting crystal clear on your why. You know, the more you know what you want and why you want it, you can put it out all around your home. You can literally, you know, put it on the mirror in your bathroom. You can put it on your rearview mirror in your car. You can have it plastered in lots of key spaces within your house so that it's forefront in your mind, because I'm telling you, that's going to be one of the best ways that you can absolutely keep yourself on track. Because often I have put things out there for myself and not actually executed it. But when I know what I want and why I want it and that nothing will stop me from getting it, that's when I actually get serious about my goals and about my dreams. So get crystal clear, have pictures, talk about it. Involve all your senses so you can really feel what it feels like. Kind of go down the road and see what life will feel like and be like when you're living that reality. That'll help you taste it and want it more and more. I found that these things have helped me completely. Sometimes when I know what I want, the how takes care of itself, but it's that what I want that drives me day in and day out to take the action that I need. No one creates new habits overnight. I really want you to think about getting better 1% every single day. Jim Rohn always says success doesn't happen in a day. It happens day by day. And so I truly believe if you just focus on getting a little bit better every single day, you'll turn around 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 1 year from now, and you'll wonder who that person is you're looking in the mirror. And I find we overestimate what we can do in a year and we underestimate what we can do in 5 years. And so I really believe when you just start taking steps, it won't be long until you see a change, a big ripple happening every single day. So again, you don't train for a marathon and attempt to run 26 miles in your first day. Well, I might. You know, I could see myself thinking that I could just run a marathon. I've done that to myself before, but realistically, that's an awful way to do something. And so listen, my kids play basketball, and the minute I jump on the court with them, I think I'm going to play and run that court like I did when I was in high school and in college. The reality is I'm a little bit older, a little less in shape. And when I try to just, you know, win first place medal right out of the gate, it never works well for me. And so I just want you to remember that it's going to happen day by day. And the more focused you stay, the more time you put in, little by little, you're going to see massive results. Yeah, that's how you build discipline. It's just with small improvements every single day. All right, so I know that I've thrown a lot at you. Let's review, shall we? Number one, we know everyone wants to feel motivated, but the reality is motivation is a myth and motivation is fleeting. So emotions are going to come and go. And now that we know that, what are we going to do about that? Well, number two, action. It's time to take action. Remember, you're not going to run a marathon tomorrow. I love that book, The Compound Effect. It really is about getting, you know, better every day by 1%. And over time, that's going to create a whole new you. So remember, motion creates emotion. Get ready and take some action. All right, number three, while you build the habit, while you get disciplined, get clear on what you want. Be intentional with your time. Schedule your time. Don't leave your success or reaching those goals up to chance. Take the necessary action to reach those goals, right? Whether it's a worthy rival, whether it's scheduling it on your calendar, make sure you take action by building in time for that habit. And you know what? I can tell you this, it's not going to happen overnight. It just isn't. But you know what? You getting better every single day, you're going to be blown away by the person you become a year from now. Constant motivation, feeling motivated day in and day out is an absolute myth. Self-discipline is the secret of any successful person. It's going to take time to develop that muscle, even if you have it in one area as you look to build it in another area. But I can promise you this, as you do develop that muscle, it's going to be well worth it. And you're going to be really proud of the person you become in the process. It's not going to be perfect either. Allow yourself to take a few steps forward and a step back, but keep taking steps forward. That's what's absolutely important. All right. So now it's time to take action. Are you ready to take that action step? I want to know what one area you want to improve. I want to know not just the area you want to improve, but a step that you can take today to get closer to the goal that you have in mind. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to get on social and tag me. Tell me what it is. I love hearing your feedback. I really believe that we can get far on our own, but we can go farther together. And I want to be there cheering you on. Thank you so much for joining me today.